Alistair and Velvet are at the bar, drinking and carrying on. The music switches to slower oldies for the older sinners at the club. Alistair invites Velvet to the dance floor, and since she's a little drunk and having fun, she accepts. They dance to 20s and 30s music for a while, before Alistair goes back to the bar when the heavier club beats come on. Velvet keeps dancing for a while. Alistair finishes his drink. It doesn't taste great, but whatever. At least it's not fruity and gross. He watches her for a bit, meaning to try to take her home to the hotel, just to get one over on Vox. However, Alistair starts feeling really, really sleepy. Odd. Usually he's got a stronger tolerance for drinks, but whatever. He lays his head down on the bar to steady his nerves. It'll just be for a moment. He slips into sleep. Alistair wakes up in the back of a silver Pontiac that smells like weed and cigarettes and sweat. His head is uncomfortably propped up against a pile of sweaty old clothes, a white construction helmet, and a rusty tinner's hammer with a faded, stained red handle. His neck feels incredibly itchy, and his wrists, too. Craning his head back, he can just barely see the glowing golden shackles that are holding his hands behind his back. Belatedly, Alistair realizes he's being driven somewhere, the beats of the club fading behind him.
What the...
Shut up! A slightly nasally voice says from the front seat. Turning, he sees the back of an oval-shaped purple head that seems to be made of felt. Weird sinner form.
Do you have any idea who I am? Let me go this instant or...
Oh, I know who you are, bud. I know you're a skinny poser little has-been. Get it?
Alistair doesn't laugh. The stranger sighs.
Anyway, I know a tight little bitch twink like you doesn't deserve to have any woman, much less Velvet. That's my black ass, you little shite.
He turns around to look at Alistair at a stoplight, and the radio demon laughs at his wide, googly eyes and featureless puppet mouth.
You're as ugly as you are irrelevant. What are you going to do? Beat me up with your little puppet hands? I could kill you even with my hands tied behind my back.
Maybe you could, even with the angelic steel shackles,
the sinner replied, shrugging.
But I'm not going to fight you. You're going to get broken. A little rack of bones like you should remember that he doesn't deserve to touch any woman. Ever.
The glint in his plasticky eyes made Alistair a little uneasy.
What? What are you implying? Are you going to... You're not going to touch me, are you?
He asked warily, struggling at his bonds. The puppet sinner stared at him for a long time, with a hungry look in his eyes, before suddenly turning around and driving forward as the light changed to green.
No,
he said hurriedly, increasing speed as he turned a corner.
Ah, but someone is.
Someone? What are you...
Before Alistair could finish his sentence, the car stopped, and looking up, his heart sank. They were in front of a terribly familiar building, a high-rise tower with a stylized V built into the top.
Wait,
Alistair said, a note of fear coming into his voice.
Don't. Not here. Anywhere but here, I promise, I'll...
The door to the back seat opened, and the absolute last face Alistair wanted to see stared down at him with its glowing, flat face.
Bambi!
Vox's voice was dreamy, eyes wide and predatory.
Finally!
No! No, no, no!
Alistair kicked and fought, but Vox's wires rose over his bound, helpless form and pressed into his body over and over again, zapping him until his vision flashed and his teeth felt hot in his mouth. As he coughed and struggled to suck in air, he felt something warm and wet dribbling down his leg and smelled his own hair singeing. Vox laughed at him as two burly imps dragged Alistair out, holding him between the two of them as that eel sinner that Vox kept as an assistant handed his puppet-faced captor a wad of bills.
Ah-ah,
he said, putting a stubby purple finger down on his palm.
Another 100 to clean my back seat. Smells like deer piss in here.
The assistant looked at Vox, who waved his hand dismissively. The fishy demon nodded and handed the small man another banknote.
Whatever he wants. This is more than worth it. Wait till Val sees...
The media overlord hissed.
No!
Alistair was yelling, struggling between Vox's thugs with renewed terror, eyes wide like cornered prey.
Charlie will hear of this. She'll...
No, she won't.
Vox said with relish. You're not getting out of our basement, Al. Vox said breathlessly, biting at his dear ears and squeezing his damp crotch.
This is one sabbatical you'll never come back from.
Alistair's screams faded as the thugs dragged him around back and took him into a side entrance to the V Tower. The sounds of his terror were finally cut off sharply when the door slammed shut. Vox turned, but the diminutive purple center lifted up a Voxtech hellphone and cleared his throat.
Oi, aren't you forgetting something?
He asked pointedly. Vox thought for a moment, then facepalmed and laughed.
Oh, ha-ha, right.
He took the phone and quickly programmed Velvet's number into it.
Fuck yeah!
The purple center grabbed it and grinned.
Pleasure doing business with ye.
Likewise,
Vox said, waving cheerily as the silver sedan tore away into the hellish night.